AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. Hey, you know, that new Acura TLX, it could be a turning point for the brand. And then Buick reveals a brand new SUV, and we need your help. We need you to identify a classic car. But first, let's look at today's top stories. At a press conference yesterday, Volkswagen's president and CEO of the Americas, Michael Horn, acknowledged VW's poor performance in the growing American market, but he did lay out his plan for clawing back market share. The company is going to invest, get this, $7 billion in North America between now and 2018. $900 million of that will go to its Chattanooga plant for a new midsize SUV in 2016, which we already knew. Volkswagen will also put some of that money into its other operations, as well as its dealer network. The next step will be reducing its product life cycle by 2 years. Vehicles will now be refreshed after 3 years, and a new one will come 2 years after that. We'll have more on new and refreshed Volkswagens next week. For the last month or so, Buick has been teasing its new midsize SUV for the Chinese market, called the Envision. It will slot between the Encore and Enclave. But we don't have to wait any longer to see the whole car because yesterday, Buick unveiled it in China. It's powered by a 2-liter direct-injected turbocharged 4-cylinder that's mated to a new 6-speed automatic. That setup offers a combined fuel economy of 8.8 liters per 100 kilometers, or if you want to make the translation, that is about 26 miles per gallon. It's the first GM vehicle equipped with a new intelligent all-wheel drive system that can send all the power to the front or rear wheels if needed. And it's the first vehicle in China to offer standard active noise cancellation. As we speculated when Buick first teased the Envision, it would not surprise us if it's eventually sold in the U.S. and other global markets. Earlier this week, General Motors and the UAW boasted about moving Cadillac SRX production from Mexico to Spring Hill, Tennessee. But now we've learned that some production of the Chevy Equinox, which is built in Spring Hill, will go to Mexico when it gets redesigned in 2017. Well, here's our AutoLine insight. The Chevy is obviously priced lower than the Cadillac. So if GM makes it in Mexico, where labor costs are lower, it can improve its margins. And since the Cadillac has a higher price, GM can still get decent margins, even making it with more expensive UAW labor. Hey, I just got a chance to test drive the new Acura TLX this week, and I came away with two impressions. First, this car could represent a turning point for Acura. The TLX truly comes across as a premium car with formidable technology. If all the cars that follow are as good as the TLX, Acura is going to become a serious competitor in the premium segment. Second, it's amazing to see how Honda is essentially turning Acura into a U.S.-based operation. All the global business planning for the brand is now run by Eric Berkman. Matt Hargett is the vice president of R&D for Acura, and Dave Merrick is the head of design for the brand. All the design, engineering, and manufacturing for this car all took place in the U.S. We also know that the new Acura NSX is being developed in the U.S., and I find it fascinating to see Honda place so much capability in its American operations. We'll have more on the TLX next week, by the way. You know, we've had a tough time trying to stump the AutoLine faithful in the past with, guess what this vehicle is? And we need some of that vast knowledge to help us out on this one. Friend and colleague Henry Payne of the Detroit News sent us this picture of a classic car that he was not able to identify. We're wondering if you can figure out the make, model, and year because we're not sure either. One interesting tidbit to note, of course, is that the vehicle is right-hand steer. Let us know what you think in the comments section below. Coming up next, will the average household be able to afford a new car in the not-too-distant future?
Here's another great thing about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires. A comfortable, quiet ride.
Oh.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
The average manufacturer's suggested retail price for a new car in the U.S. is close to $34,000. And that's going to go even higher with all the expensive fuel-saving technology that cars are going to have to comply with CAFE standards. So is the average household going to get priced out of the new car market? That's one of the topics discussed on AutoLine this week. And here's what my panel had to say about it.
I think if interest rates stay low, it's a payment buyer. So $450 a month is about the average payment. And when someone goes into a dealership, they're typically got that in mind, $300, $200, $500 as a number. And so it's really that number that you need to consider, which includes interest rates in it, in affordability, I would say.
Well, I agree, John. I think that's a real concern that the vehicle prices could be outpacing the growth in wages and that they're going to get too expensive. And I think we're kind of seeing some of this already in the used car market and how expensive used cars are these days. So, you know, the people who can't afford the new car are having to go into the used market, and now you're seeing inflated prices there as well. So, you know, I think cars are going to become much more difficult for the average consumer to buy. But they always have been expensive. You know, it's always been, you know, the salaried workers or, you know, the stable and hourly workers that were buying these vehicles. Folks that were, you know, had questionable employment were always not going to be the new car buyers out there. So it's a mixed bag.
As always, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can download the podcast at the iTunes Store. But that brings us to the end of today's show. But a quick programming note before I sign off. There will not be a new AutoLine Daily this Monday because of the Labor Day holiday. So thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.